Two Mann Allison students are calling out complacency by the university regarding sexual violence on campus. Sarah Ann Strong and Hannah McIntosh are concerned that a new policy on sexual violence is stuck, awaiting approval from the university's senior administration, at a time when occurrence of sexual violence is at its highest, the so-called red zone in the first 6 to 8 weeks of the school year. Sarah Ann Strong is in her final semester at Mount A and previously served on the school's Advisory Committee on Sexual Violence Prevention, chaired by Vice President Ann Comfort.
It's frustrating to say the least, because there's a lot of people doing their part, and when something, as seemingly, again, I might be naive, as easy as officializing a policy, right? If it's signing off, if it's getting it passed, an easy win like that seems not like nothing, but like still such an easy win.
Strong says one of the ways people are helping out is through taking bystander training, which is one of the elements of the school's new education and prevention strategy that has been implemented so far by Tasia Alexopoulos. After 11 months serving as the Sexual Violence Prevention and Education Coordinator at Mount A, Alexopoulos says a lot has happened, including the way the school responds to complaints of sexual violence.
We've really created a much more sophisticated approach to working with respondents, so that's people who have been accused of sexual violence, and offering things like, you know, intensive education in order to understand accountability and repairing harm rather than simply relying on punishment. And of course, in terms of policy and procedure, you know, we've overhauled the old policy. It's completely new. And, you know, whenever that is approved, we'll be able to implement it. And procedurally, we have a new procedure that works very, very well, is very trauma-informed and survivor-centered. We have some really great resources as part of the wellness center team, the counselors, the social worker, the harm reduction educator. So we've been doing a lot, actually. Sometimes I am shocked that I've not been in this job for a year, because the list just goes on and on. There's just so many opportunities to act, which is really a wonderful thing about this kind of position.
A new policy was on Alexopoulos' list early on, and she handed off a draft to the university's upper echelons earlier this summer. That's the policy that Strong is waiting to see approved.
I'm not going to be going into the blaming game of individual, if it's the president, if it's the Board of Regents. I don't know the intricacies of the power dynamics. But again, we see that basically we've done, well, I say we, right, as part of the committee for a while, to see his work, the committees prior to me and the ones that are ongoing, we've done all that we can, volunteer work, work on the side, so much time and effort trying to get something moving along the chain, right, as part of the system that would fit into our institution and our bylaws and such, and it gets stunted.
Strong is critical of the delay in approving the new policy, but she has high expectations of the document based on an early draft she read as part of her committee duties in December 2021.
I remember this smile bursting out of my face when I was reading it. Of course, I guess what I took most while reading it was that students were directly able to give feedback on it, right? And that there was going to be multiple rounds of drafts and that this was really going to be thorough. And like I said, on our committee, we had a fair amount of representation, maybe definitely not the best, but still. That's what I remember most about this draft. And also, again, it was a holistic definition of sexualized violence. And we were really, I remember among our comments, it was focused on the language we use. How does sexualized violence disproportionately affect 2S LGBTQ plus communities? How does it affect racialized communities? And all of those intersections were really at least from what I recall, the forefront of this policy.
Strong acknowledges that a lot of work has been done on prevention and procedures, but there's a missing piece, an approved overall policy.
You know, it's not a bystander stopping and intervening, but it is, again, a tax that is essential, right, onto how to, what is violence, what is sexualized violence, and how do we go to getting a complaint? What's the role and responsibility of the university? It's a piece of accountability. And how do we have accountability if this text is never signed off? Well, that's where I see complacency at play here.
That's Mount Allison student Sarah Ann Strong, who is calling out the university for delayed approval of its new sexual violence policy, which was completed earlier this summer and passed on to the university's administration for approval. CHMA reached out to Mount Allison for a response to Strong's and McIntosh's concerns, and university spokesperson Laura Dillman says someone will be available to comment later this week.